Hey, it's Greg from Bite Size Wise. I was reading today from a book called Illusions by Richard Bach. He is the author that also wrote Jonathan Livingston Seagull and a number of other really good books. Love his books for the way he tells the stories and also for the wisdom that he packs in there. Inside Illusions, one of the characters, and I'm going to call it a character, oddly enough, is something called the Messiah's Handbook. And with the Messiah's Handbook, the idea is that if you're having a problem or some sort of challenge, you hold that firmly in your mind, and then you open the Messiah's Handbook to pretty much any random page, and the idea is that you'll find the answer to the challenge or the problem. And today, and by the way, it is suggested in there that you could do that with virtually any book. You just open it up randomly, and somewhere on that page will be the answer that you need. In my own experience, I've tried that a couple times, and it has worked for me very well, honest to goodness. But in the book today, I ran across this phrase, and I must have read this 100 times, if not many, many more. And every time I read this phrase, it comes back to me, and it hits me a little bit harder every time. And that phrase is, argue for your limitations, and sure enough, they're yours. And the reason that hits me so hard is I am becoming more and more aware that I don't even have to argue out loud for my limitations. I can argue for my limitations by simply being quiet and passively accepting that I can't do something. And yes, I've been working on self-improvement, self-development, personal growth, whichever word you want to use, for about 30 or 35 years now. And still struggle with the idea that I too often accept false, artificial, fake, self-imposed limitations on what I can or can't do. So, interestingly enough, the idea of arguing for your limitations and they are yours does not mean you have to stand there and scream at anybody and disagree vehemently with anyone. Or even yourself. It could be that you just kind of passively roll over and accept a limitation as easily as saying, oh, I can't do that. You know, you might have it in mind to lose 5 pounds this month, and then you think to yourself, oh, I can't do that. That's going to be hard. Well, you just argued for that limitation, and now it's yours. Or you might want a new job because you don't care for the one you have. But then you start telling yourself, hey, it's so hard to get a job these days. You've just argued for a limitation, and it's yours. Or you might say, well, I'm too old to learn whatever it is this new thing is that I should learn. You just argued for that limitation, and it's yours. Whether you state those arguments out loud or not is completely immaterial. Doesn't have any bearing on whether or not you've just claimed ownership of that limitation. In fact, I'm going to suggest that we all begin to say those things out loud so that we can really take notice of all the situations and the times and the circumstances where we set limitations on ourselves. Those times and circumstances in situations where we argue for our limitations by just passively saying or passively not saying anything. By passively saying, I can't do this, or by just passively not saying anything and just not even attempting. Not even attempting something new is the same as arguing for your limitations. So let me just ask you today to think about, when's the last time you argued for some artificial limitation on yourself? You've argued for some self-imposed regulation or limitation on what you can accomplish. When's the last time you decided something was just too hard and you could not do it? That is arguing for your limitations. And my friends, it is time to stop that. It is time to let ourselves notice those things, say them out loud so we can notice them and we can begin to argue against those limitations. Like, I'm looking for a new position because the job I'm in currently does a very fine job of paying the bills, and many days I'm quite satisfied with it. But it's one of those situations where you just know deep in your heart that it's time to move on and go to the next challenge or go to the next circumstance or the next situation where you can accomplish something. And the new position that I want is going to require that I learn the Python programming language. And up until recently, in fact, up until today, when I read that statement in the book Illusions, I kept thinking to myself, well, you know, Python is supposed to be an easy language to learn, but I don't learn computer programming languages very easily. I just had argued for that limitation by saying I don't learn languages or programming languages easy. I had just argued for that limitation, and guess what? I owned it. That limitation was mine. Kind of closely dovetailed in with this idea of arguing for your limitations, and guess what? They're yours. Kind of goes back to that old Henry Ford saying of whether you think you can or whether you think you cannot. Either way, you're right. So what are you going to be right about tomorrow? What are you going to be right about later today? What limitation are you going to argue for and then catch yourself arguing for that and stop? What limitation are you finally going to let go of because you're finally going to stop arguing to hold on to it? So if you start to notice those limitations, those self-imposed limitations, those self-imposed restrictions on yourself and your capability, say it out loud. And once you hear it out loud, you'll probably notice that it's not even a very wise sounding argument or not even a very wise sounding limitation to impose on yourself. And once you say it out loud, you can actually start to counteract that thought. You can counteract that restriction. You can counteract that limitation and give yourself a new empowering thought process and start to strip away those limitations one at a time. And in the process, start to live out your full potential and start to flourish and thrive in this world. And that's all I had for you today, my friends. Notice that it can be just as easy as that. Stop arguing for your own limitations. I hope you know that somebody out there loves you just the way you are, but still wants the absolute best for you in every circumstance. If you find any value in the show, please share with a friend. Subscribe and then leave a rating and review. If you have one moment to spare, that rating and review will help me improve the show and help other people find it. In the meantime, until the next episode, I hope you have a great morning, evening, or night whenever you listen to this, and we'll talk to you soon. Bye.